Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're coming to you from self-isolation at the Sunset Saloon. We're having fun. And what's keeping us going these days is all these streaming concerts, okay? They're just everywhere. They're everywhere. Turn on Facebook or Instagram right now. Your favorite artist is probably streaming right now or later tonight. Or most of them just wait till Saturday. I don't know why there's so many on Saturday nights. Every day is Saturday night. Artists, if you're thinking of doing the streaming concert, I have some advice for you. Okay. Really, really important. All right. Pay attention. Number one, you can turn your phone. It doesn't have to be up and down. Vertical video is the scourge of the internet. Turn your camera. It's got to be landscape. Okay. My eyes are landscape, your TV, my computer screen, all landscape, not portraits. Turn your damn phone. Number two, make sure it sounds good. Some of you are actually getting a little creative and making sure things sound good. Some of you are not, and they sound terrible. And then make sure there's enough light as well. Some of them really not well lit at all. I was watching Zachary Lucky the other day. He plopped himself down right in front of a damn window, which is one of the first things that I tell kids when I teach them how to make videos. Do not shoot somebody in front of a window, you idiot, or you're going to look like a big dark blob, which is what Zachary Lucky looked like. But he's a good man, that Zachary Lucky. We can't really hold too much against him. By the way, we started off the show today, I forgot to mention, with the May Hemingways way back at the beginning of the show. Benj Roland from the May Hemingways, he does a live thing twice a week, bright and early. It's 8 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock till like 11. He goes for like 3 hours. So apparently he normally on Saturdays would go down and busk at the Peterborough Farmers Market. But of course there's no Peterborough Farmers Market to go busk at. So he does it from his apartment, and it's super cool. He just sits around playing music, but it's like, I don't know if you've ever met Benj. He's an awesome, I love Benj. I'm not disparaging him in any way, but not much of a talker, not really. He kind of, I don't know, sometimes you wonder if Benj is really in the same room as you, if you know what I mean. Awesome guy, love the guy, not saying anything bad. He's a little out there sometimes, and his video feed is like that. It's like this morning, I'm recording this on Saturday. I watched him this morning for 3 hours, and for like 10 minutes, he made coffee. He went and got his coffee grinder, and he sat there, and it's a hand grinder. It's not one of those fancy ones, electric ones like I got. You got to turn the crank. And I watched him turn the crank on the hand grinder to grind his coffee for like 5 minutes. It was amazing. And then he got up and wandered off and went and made some coffee and got himself a snack. And then he wandered back and drank the coffee and ate this. It's the most amazing thing. So that's one of my favorite things on the internet. So dial up Benj. He's on Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. here in Winnipeg. It's absolutely brilliant. My other favorite thing to come out of this is Joanna Miller and Chris Dunn, who are complete kooks. And they just make these crazy kooky videos pretty much every day where they put on costumes and come up with these really weird ideas. And they're absolutely hilarious and wonderful. And, you know, if there was ever a reason to hope that we can never go outside, it's because we need to see more of Joanna and Chris. And speaking of Joanna and Chris, I do believe the plan is, and things are always evolving here in the apocalypse, but the plan is Monday, tomorrow at 2, to have a rather unique live streaming experience from the Latimer House, where the whole band is going to play, but not together. You'll have to see. It just sounds so neat and so cool. That's tomorrow at 2 on the streams. By the way, check out telltheband2gohome.com on the upcoming events page. I've switched it to all listings of online concerts because there's so many of them I can't keep it straight. Today alone. Okay, right now, maybe it's over, but, well, already this morning on Sunday, Melissa Payne did a show at 10, Sean Rao did a show at noon, Jeremy Albino was on at 2, and then coming up at 4, this is kind of interesting, right after the show, Jen Grant has this new pocket concert series where she's invited some of her favorite artists from around the world to play 3 songs on her social media channel feed thing. And kicking it off today at 4 is Ken Yates, who we were just gushing about a little while ago. Also coming up, people like Rachel Sermani, who's terrific. Henry Waggins has one. I can't remember the other ones. You'll have to check out telebandicohome.com because there's some great ones coming up. So check that out. That's Jen Grant. Also coming up at 7 o'clock, live stream from Anna Tivel and Jeffrey Martin. Oh my God, my heart can't handle it. That's going to be amazing. 7 o'clock on the internet there, Jeffrey Martin and Anna Tivel. But also coming up at 6 o'clock, this is pretty cool. Our pal Brock Zeman has been doing this weekly, Sunday nights. He goes and plays for 2 or 3 hours or something like that. And tonight on The Thing, he's doing his entire Carnival record front to back. Now, he's been doing some of these Carnival songs forever, but some of them you just never get to see him do. And this is one of those ones. He doesn't, I don't think he really does that. Maybe he did it at my house once. I can't really remember. But this song is just so great. It's so powerful. It's so sad and amazing. And he's going to do it tonight on The Thing. So dial it up. Here's something from Brock Zeman from The Carnival Is Back in Town. This is the story of Drinks the Clown.
Greeley Brown, and he worked the carnival as a clown, and he had this strong thirst for cheap red wine. They say he signed on with the traveling show way back when he was just 16 years old. A week ago Sunday would have been 79. They used to call him the Switchblade Kid, all on account he carved up his mean drunk daddy before hopping a freight to another town. And when Johnny Law come looking for him, he'd slip inside his trailer door. When he'd reappear, he'd be all dressed up as a clown. Called him Drinks. Drinks the Clown. And you know, they never did find that kid. Well, he's the one folks are talking about when they say that you can't keep a good man down. He'd give you the shirt right off his back, and often did. Fill your glass up with wine, and he'd wheeze and he'd cough and he'd smile and say, what's yours is yours and what's mine I'll give you half. Well, he wasn't an angel, but to me he was pretty damn close. The years passed by as they'll do, and he couldn't get around quite like he used to. One day he had to put that old costume away, and he wasn't fit to do much of anything, at least along the lines of working. But you know, the boss man, he let him hang around anyway. Little Rock, Arkansas, someone poked their head through his trailer door. They found him in there lying stiff, cold, and ghostly white. And when they told the boss man, he said, well, don't bother putting up that tent. Ain't gonna be no show tonight. Poor old Drinks, bless his soul. Some rousties dug a grave just off the road. We dressed him in a suit with them big red shoes on his feet. Lucille and Sue Lynn sang Amazing Grace, and tears streamed down every face. And to this day, nothing in my life has ever sounded so sweet. So there we were all gathered round. Our old buddy drinks the clown. Someone opened up a bottle of the wine he liked the best. We passed around that bottle, and everybody took down a little swallow. Then we laid it in his grave with just a little left, just in case there wasn't any wine in heaven. His tombstone was an old oak tree where we carved the words we'd often heard him say while he was swimming in a sea of red wine. When it comes my time to go underground, be sure you lay my body facing down so this world can kiss my ass goodbye.
Cast And the days go by, I get along. Yeah, the air grows cool and the leaves fall. And the smoke, it moves and fades against the wind.
He's an asphalt man, just like his daddy. 10-hour days of rolling tar buys a double wide. Down an old dirt road outside the city, on the edge of a muddy creek in the county line. Oh, Meg, keep an eye on the water line. Car won't start, money never comes in on time. Oh, Meg, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. Got a baby on the way, but his wife still feels empty. Says it's hard to feel pretty when they're always counting dimes. He sits up nights in the kitchen in the dark when it's raining. He can't sleep for the sound pounding in his mind. Oh, Meg, keep an eye on the waterline. Car won't start, money never comes in on time. Oh, Meg, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man, sinking. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad. I'm a poor man, sinking.
Oh, where will you go, dear sister? They said to get your suitcase packed. It is splitting at the seams. It is splitting at the seams. I wonder when you pressed your body. Was it sweet? We were always wild.
Leaf Rapids there, the Leap Rabbits. Tune in to the social medias, I believe, Monday at 2. That's the plan anyway, for a rather unique live streaming experience. I hope it's going to work out. Check it out. You know who else I was talking to about a streaming show the other day was Burnsy. Burnsy's thinking about doing one. Sean Burns, perhaps Tuesday night, something like that. Although, maybe Tuesday won't work. May Hemingway's are on Tuesday night. I don't know. Figure it out. We'll figure it out. Got to get some Sean Burns on the streams. We heard something from Jeffrey Martin in there. Jeffrey Martin, a terrific partner of Anna Tivel. We heard something from his album, One Go Around. We heard Poor Man. And before that, Anna Tivel herself from the fantastic record Small Believer. We heard Alleyway, a song that just kicks me right in the heart every single time. As does Drinks the Clown, who we heard off the top there from Brock Zeman. He'll be doing his carnival thing tonight on the streams. And like I say, there are so many of these streams going on. You got to check out tellabandtogohome.com. And if I'm missing any, email me, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. The other thing that people need to know is that if you all do your shows at the same time, the internet craps out all the time. If you pick a prime time, nobody's going to be able to watch it anyway, because it's going to keep cutting out all the time. The Scott Nolan did a great one the other day, and it was painful to watch because it kept cutting out all the time. It was hard to stay connected. But if you pick a weird time, like the Bender thing at 8 o'clock in the morning, never cuts out, never. It's fantastic. So pick a weird time or something to do your stream. Anywho, a brand new record that I have been waiting for a long, long time, ever since I first heard about this grouping of two of my favorite singers in Canada, for sure. I just think they both have amazing voices. I love their songs. I love their music. Got together a while ago and started working on this record, and it feels like it's been working on forever. And finally, it's out. You can order it on the Bandcamp or from their website. They're calling themselves Kennedy Road. Kennedy Road is made up of Brian McMillan, old friend of ours, and Sheila Carabine from Dalla. And their record is called A Little Fight Left Yet, and it's terrific. Oh, my God. But just to remind you, in case you've forgotten, who these folks are and why I love them so much, I want to play you one from Dalla and one from Brian before I dive into this great new record from Kennedy Road. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Should I call you officer? 'Cause you're asking all the questions that I get at the border. I know you want to file me away with the girls who disappoint you every day. I'm no better staring at your mouth, making other plans as the words come. Choose in a crowded room, you're never satisfied with the one you're talking to. And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl in her Sunday dress, and if I lived forever like Elvis, somehow your life gets written on your face. And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl in her Sunday dress, and if I lived forever like Elvis, would I be tell that little girl when
she asked me what I left for her. And what am I gonna tell that little girl when she runs home crying, it's a cruel, cruel world. And what am I gonna tell that little girl, that little girl? I'm 22 and I've been through hell. Where did I go when I lost myself? Where did I go when I lost myself? Where did I go when I lost myself?
Love, tis that love, What's a boy like me to do?
Late at night, long black robe, lonely voice, radio, windshield like a picture show, flashing the headlight glow. Early rising, punch the clock, take my place among the flock. If I get lost, the neighbors talk. Time is just a thing we hawk. Oh, and there's never enough. Oh, there's never enough. Looking up into the stars, laying on the roof of your car. All that light just seems so far. There's no light left where we are. Tossing, turning, laying in bed, fighting off the day ahead. Work to do, mouths to be fed. All this racket in my head. Oh, there's never enough. Oh, there's never enough.
Woken by the sound of a rushing SUV, the flames were all around, as far as you could see. He didn't have much time, he'd never felt this heat before. And the neighbors showered down as he struggled out that door. Run, take all you have and run. Run, take all you have and run. grabbed a couple things so the children wouldn't cry. He said everything is good there, the first of many lies. He couldn't find the cat, he saw it shouting out his name. When he didn't come, he felt the first punch of that blaze. Run. Take all you have and run. Run. Take all you have and school hall after dark. He slept under the lights with a thousand other hearts fighting a thousand other fights. Started counting out those things for which he didn't have the time. His mother's diamond ring, the dress he bought his bride. Run, take all you have and run. Run, take all you have and run. Laid it out. The neighborhood was gone. He struggled with the grief and what he could have done. But as he held his lover's hand with his dog by his side, he realized everything he needs made it out with him that night.
Brand new music there from 100 Mile House, our old pals Peter and Denise. They got a new record. They got a baby boy. They got a new record. Everything is good for them. Although the album is called Love and Leave You. And that's Run there. Brand new from 100 Mile House. Great new record out on Fallen Tree Records, this cool record label. This guy's putting out records by, like, all of our favorites, John Brooks and Jay Amar, and Joe Nolan's record's going to come out there. It's a cool label. Look it up, Fallen Tree Records. That's 100 Mile House. Before that, we heard something from Kennedy Road. This album is so dreamy and delicious. You could just live off of it. It's called, the record is called A Little Fight Left Yet. We heard Never Enough. You can get it on the Bandcamp or from their website, and I highly, highly encourage you to do exactly that. We also heard in there something from both halves of Kennedy Road. We heard Brian McMillan with a song called All I Have from his fantastic solo record, Shine. That record is so old, but it's so good, and he hasn't done another solo record since, I don't think. And Dalla. Before that was Sunday Dress from Who Do You Think You Are. A few more new things for you. I was just about to play you something, and now I was going to play you this. That's right. Terry told me to check this out the other day. It's a new love song that'll either make you sick or you'll think it's beautiful, or maybe both, somewhere in between. I don't know. Find out. It's brand new from Mr. Pretty Boy Hayes Carl and his pretty wife Allison Moore on Tell a Band to Go Home.
I've been throwing horseshoes my left shoulder. It seems I spent all my life searching for that four-leaf clover.
Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too, and that's the way love goes.
That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to see. It's never all it knows. Losing makes me sorry. And you say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way.
Thank you. gets closer, night gets closer. It don't get much brighter than the day that I met you. When the day gets light and burdens lighter, it don't get much greater than the care I have for you. Even when the future isn't clear, even when the words all disappear, just because you can't remember, hope starts here. No courage without fear. When your choice is clear and your voice is clearer, but your foot falls short and your destination's lost. When the road gets hard, but you'll fail harder, and lessons learned will be rivers that you cross. Even when the future isn't clear, even when the words all disappear, just because you can't remember, hope starts here. No courage without fear.
Brand new music from Harrow Fair, Sins We Made is their new record. You can order it now. It's cheap shipping, $5. Oh, that made me excited when I saw that. Before that, something brand new from Kim Ritchie. I've been waiting for this one for a while. She remade her Glimmer record, and it sounds pretty great. Other Side of Town. Before that, something new from Shelby Lynn. She's got a self-titled record coming out, Don't Even Believe in Love. And before that, her sister, Allison Moore and Hayes Carl. That'll do it for today. Tell the band to go home. Tune into the Shut-In Sessions daily at 3:30. Tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned here for UMFM for all kinds of good stuff, including back via the past, Gail Comfort at 6 o'clock, classic episodes. Tune in, Comfort Cafe, 6 o'clock. Thanks for being here, everybody. Take good care of yourselves. Wash your hands. Look out for one another.